in the book, it says I'm 52 years old. And last time I checked, I was 59. I'm like, wow, that was 7 years ago. Jeez.
Independent owner-operator Debbie Desiderato, long hauling with her authority as walkabout transport, probably really needs no introduction to regular Overdrive readers. Her insight around customer relationships and so much more has featured in Overdrive multiple times throughout the years. Last year, she was one of our Truckers of the Month in the Truck of the Year program. Up top, what you heard was her reference to a book she's featured in as one of 40 female truck drivers and owner-operators in America interviewed for British-based photographer Anne-Marie Michel's Sisters of the Road. Long in the making, as owner-operator Desiderato made clear, it's been out a couple years now, but is making something of a splash around the country right now, with a photo exhibit trailer being pulled behind Desiderato's Western Star this month, clear across the country from an origin point in San Francisco to start Women's History Month, on the way to the Mid-American Trucking Show, coming up right here shortly, March 21st to 23rd in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Todd Dills, and for this edition, we'll hear much more from Debbie about the experience thus far on the tour, which to date has offered up no shortage of opportunity to school the uninitiated on the ins and outs, the struggles and the triumphs, truck drivers of all stripes. Plenty share the road talk, too.
You know, the blind spots and, you know, how, well, I got a hood on this truck and, you know, they can see now, you know, if they're by my passenger steer tire, how I couldn't see them if they're, you know, driving a small car. So, you know, they got a big education, which is great.
Along the way in the podcast today, more on that score from owner-operators Lee and Lisa Schmidt, too, about a recent similar opportunity that pair of founding members of CDL Drivers Unlimited got with the entire Mudflap app stat. Near the end of my Tuesday, March 12, conversation with Desiderato, I asked her this question, with hopes of striking at the heart of what the Sisters of the Road book and the tour opportunity mean, offering, as both have, a chance to sit right at the intersection of the business and work of trucking, the wider culture.
If you're somebody who asks you, like, what it means to have been a part of the book itself and you know, this tour, like, to you, what would be your answer to that question?
Well, I was honored to be invited to, you know, to haul this trailer on the tour. Mm-hmm. And, you know me, I'm kind of up for anything, you know. I guess I could only do it because I'm, you know, I work for myself. I'm sure there would have been plenty of takers, but it's a bit hard when, you know, you don't get to call the shots. But so, yeah, I was, you know, I was excited to do this and I'm having a great time. It's been really interesting to talk to people who have nothing to do with trucking and watching them be in awe of, you know, what a truck's all about and truck driving and the regulations, everything that we go through. Mm-hmm. It's been really cool to educate them. Being part of the book, I think, is fantastic because, you know, we're getting our voices heard and we all have very unique stories. And it's just, you know, it's interesting learning about other drivers' stories and what they've gone through and how it's been for them trucking. And like I say, they're all very unique stories. And it'll be good to catch up with, you know, some of the women that I haven't met from the book. And it's
is it a
kind
situation
of like,
where you kind of like, you feel like you know them already because of
of the book. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so I'm looking forward to meeting them. I can't wait.
After a quick break for a word from Overdrive Radio's sponsor, we'll pick up with Virginia headquartered owner-operator Debbie Desiderato, describing how she became a part of the Sisters of the Road book in the first place. Keep tuned.
Are freezing temps putting the brakes on your diesel engine? For unbeatable protection against diesel fuel gelling, trust the experts at Howe's Products. Stock up on Howe's Diesel Treat, the nation's most trusted anti-gel, and to be safe from the harshest winter conditions, make sure you have Howe's Diesel Lifeline on hand, the fastest-acting gelling rescue product. Available nationwide, Howe's products are designed to keep you rolling through the toughest conditions. Howe's, tested, trusted, guaranteed. Visit HowesProducts.com.
That's Howes. Houseproducts.com. Here we go.
Anne Marie contacted Desiree from Real Women in Trucking.
Okay.
And we, a group of us, happened to be going down to Phoenix Motor Raceway. We had pit passes, so we were going to be spending a weekend down there. So Anne Marie was in the States and decided to come meet us there. And she got maybe 8 of us from the book, maybe 10 of us at that one shot, that one location. That's where she took a bunch of photos and sat and interviewed each one of us individually. Yeah, so that's how we met. And that was actually 7 years ago. In the book, it says I'm 52 years old. And last time I checked, I was 59. I'm like, wow, that was 7 years ago? Jeez. Time flies.
Remind me, how many women were featured in this book?
Yeah, there's 40 of us in the book. You know, our profiles and the landscapes that we travel from all over the country.
Have you guys been stayed in contact since you first met there at the Phoenix Raceway?
Yeah. She's kept us all in the loop on, you know, what's going on with the book. And it's been all over the place. It's been all over the UK. It went to Australia, photo festival in Australia. It's been all over Europe, and this is the first time it's on US soil. So, you know, it's really cool. It's a really big deal. And I can tell you we're at Photo Fest in Houston right now.
We were speaking at the final stages of that festival on Tuesday, March 12th, 2024.
What a head turner. It's getting so much. She's getting so much recognition. There's a lot of people coming in and out of the gallery, and they're all artists down here, and they're just in awe of, you know, her work. The pictures came out fantastic. They're on like metal. I forget what it's called, but it's printed on metal, which just kind of makes it really stand out. So the gallery is awesome. And,
the gallery, for folks that don't know, it's set up in a 53-foot drive-in, I believe, and in terms of the display of it too, it's hooked to your truck, and it's sitting somewhere at this photo festival. But anyway, paint the full picture of it for me.
Okay, so the trailer is sponsored by Uber Freight. They're the primary sponsor of the tour, and they supplied the trailer. And we had a guy, Greg Murphy, in San Francisco that built the inside of it and, you know, put up lights and, you know, places to hang the portraits. Mm-hmm. And they wrapped the whole trailer, did a really nice job. You've probably seen the pictures. It looks fantastic. So that's why the tour started in San Francisco. Or it launched there on March 1st. So, and, you know, to coincide with Women's History Month as well.
Right.
So our first stop is here in Houston at the Photo Festival at the Sawyer Yards, which is in downtown Houston in the Arts District. And there's people from all over the world here. Everybody loves it. And then, you know, there's a lot of people that have no idea about trucking, don't know the first thing about it. And, you know, they're asking a lot of questions, and a lot of them have, you know, been climbing in my truck and want to learn all about it and can't believe, you know, the blind spots and, you know, how, well, I got a hood on this truck and, you know, they can see now. You know, if they're by my passenger steer tire, how I couldn't see them if they're, you know, driving a small car. So, you know, they got a big education, which is great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, I discussed the issues in the industry, pretty much how we're paid by the mile but regulated by the clock, and the parking situation as a result of the ELDs. And it's a real eye-opener to people that, you know, have no background in trucking at all. They're just blown away by, you know, what we go through.
Desiderato's personal public outreach experience there is no doubt of a piece with the mission of books like Michelle's Sister of the Road, to put a spotlight on a group of people in a particular world that, while fundamentally critical to American life as we know it, and all around each and every one of us, nonetheless remains hidden for most Americans and people all around the world in its particulars. After the time in Texas there, owner-operator Desiderato will get onto well more familiar turf on the way to something of a homecoming at Matt's. She's long been a fixture at the Louisville show. Today, Friday, March 15th, she was set to be in Arkansas at
Uber headquarters, Uber Freight's headquarters in Rogers, Arkansas, for Friday. And then Saturday will be at the Petro in Little Rock to like re-celebrate Idella Hansen's, you know, Driver Citizen Award at that truck stop.
And that's her. That's the truck stop that got her name.
Correct. Right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Correct. Yes. We call it Idella's truck stop.
So, yeah. It's in, and she's in the book too, right? Yeah.
She is. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, she's been trucking for 55 years now. She's my hero.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And then from there, on the 18th, I got to be in Louisville to get this trailer inside of Matt's.
Yeah.
In the convention center there. So I got to get there a couple of days early and get this thing in there.
Do you know where you guys are going to be set up at Matt's?
Yes, we are going to be, let's see, we're going to be right opposite Uber Freight. I believe it's in the north wing.
Indeed, at booth 18036, kind of on the far west end of the north wing.
Yeah, we're right in the corner, so okay. I believe it's the north wing, so that's where I've got to be in at 8 o'clock on the 18th, 8 o'clock in the morning. So
it should be somewhat of a different show experience than what you're used to there, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Is your truck going to stay with the trailer at Matt's?
I really don't know. I don't, like, you know, I'm the last to know. Just the truck driver, you know. I really don't know, but I don't think it would. I think I'll be dropping it. All my stuff's in here, so I kind of need access to it. But you know, it. I mean, that's optional too. I'm staying in a hotel downtown in Louisville. I mean, it doesn't matter if the truck's got to stay, but I should get the truck and trailer washed before I get there. I mean, it's been across the country in. Such wind in California when I left San Francisco, it was like 50 mile an hour gusts. And of course, this weighs nothing. And by the time we got to here in Houston, we opened up the doors of the trailer, went inside, and there was a bunch of sand in there that came up through the floor from the wind. Yeah, it just goes to show how strong that wind was. But it was a slow ride getting out of California at like 40 miles an hour so as not to blow over, you know.
You guys didn't get caught up in the big snows up on the mountain out there, did you?
No, we purposely didn't go that way. Like, we've been planning this for a while, and I told Anne-Marie we're either going to take 40 or we're just going to drop right down to 10. And take 10 all the way. So we ended up, we came down to Barstow and then took 40 out to Kingman and then ran down US 93 down to Phoenix and came down that way. And that seemed to be kind of a less windy way because it was windy for several days out there.
How are the roads looking there in Arizona? Because, man, I've heard so much about that in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, they fixed a lot of 40, you know, around between Flagstaff and Kingman. They've made that a lot better than it used to be, that, you know, the potholes could practically swallow your truck not too long ago. But yeah, they fixed a lot of that now. The worst roads I saw were in California, Interstate 5. Oh my God, that shook the heck out of me. But the rest of the way's been great. You know, we had a...
Cool.
nice ride through Texas. We took a little detour down to Marfa. So we went by that little Prada store in the middle of nowhere out by Marfa, Texas. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's on one of the videos we captured.
If you're on Instagram, find tour vids and images and other posts via the hashtag WeAreSOTR. That's hashtag WeAreSOTR.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff up on Instagram. I think we got some, CBS was there in San Francisco. They did some filming, which came out nice. And, you know, we launched from an old ship that was built mostly by women. It's called the Red Oak Victory in San Francisco or Richmond, California. It's right by the Rosie Riveter Museum, I guess. I'm not sure what that's called.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of National Parks at this point, right?
Yes.
I remember looking that up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. So that was a good place to launch. They were very truck friendly there. They let me stay there the night. Because, you know, it was pouring rain when it was time to go. And I said, you know, I'm going to go to sleep, let the traffic go and get up in the middle of the night and run. So they let me stay right there, which was great. So it's been a great trip so far. Met a lot of really interesting people. And this trailer is a heck of a head turner, you know, because it's quite bright. And people want to know, what's a sister of the road tour?
All the talk of outreach to an uninitiated motoring public afforded by the owner-operator's involvement of the tour reminded me of a small piece of my recent conversation with Lee and Lisa Schmidt, co-founding council members of CDL Drivers Unlimited and longtime operator of a Facebook page called Trucking Across America with the Schmidts that was designed to similar purposes, as the pair reminded me. They also recently were afforded an opportunity for some share the road education with the entire staff of the Mudflap Fuel Discounts application. Here's Lisa, with Lee following, talking about the online efforts to start.
The coolest part about our trucking page, we started that back in 2016 to educate the public as to what truck driver's life is like. Right. And I have people messaging me that say, because of your page, I have learned to give truck drivers more room. I mean, what better goal could we have? We went down to Louisiana last month because we had been working with Mudflap at the beginning with their fuel card system. Okay. And we went down to their Mudfest in Louisiana, and they had all of their employees, because most of them are work from home, so they all get together once a year. And this year it was in New Orleans. So we went down there and sat with them for an hour or so, just telling them about the truck and our driving things and our food. And they got to ask all kinds of questions. And we actually went to the truck stop and they all got to sit in the truck and walk around it and look at blind spots and ask questions about the motor. And, you know, that was a really great education for them. And I think that was superb on Mudflap's part to get their employees to understand more about the people that they're serving.
We did it as a thing to why people should use Mudflap is why it went there. They asked why we used it or what we thought people would use it for. So I gave them a perspective from me as an owner operator's perspective of why it should be used. But when we went to the semi, I told the whole group, I said, if you remember nothing else, remember when you're sitting in the seat of the truck, where you can and can't see me when I walk around. I said, now just picture that you're the car. When you wonder why drivers hit cars or this and that, it's because you're hanging out in these certain areas. I said, if you remember nothing else, just learn not to hang out in these areas. So that's, and they all agreed that, yeah, that afterwards, even the next morning, they talked about it. A bunch of them did and thanked us for being there. They didn't realize some of the things.
Again, owner-operator Debbie Desiderato.
Well, I'm hoping we got a good turnout at the Petro in Little Rock. I think that'll be a fun afternoon there.
Where you're stationed in Houston there, are you, you know, where the exhibit is available for folks to check out, is your truck remaining with it?
Yes. Okay. I'm staying here in my truck every night. Yeah, it's quite comfortable. I'm right at the bottom of the giant silos, the Success Rice silos. I think anybody in the Houston area probably knows where that is. It's downtown in the Arts District.
And the Photo Fest is happening like right there, basically?
Yeah, it ends tomorrow. We've been okay. here since last week. I think we got here Thursday. So tomorrow's the final day. And I'll be getting out of here about midnight because I'm trapped by cars right now, and I will be until, you know, late at night. I had to come in the middle of the night, and I have to leave it in the middle of the night because it's pretty tight in here for a truck.
Well, you are still in the Western Star with the redone interior, correct?
Yes, I am.
Are you showing the interior to folks? Or
we've had a little open truck event, like anybody who, you know, shows enough interest and you know, wants to climb in, they're welcome to climb in. And I've had a lot of people in here and just fascinated by, you know, all the gauges and the switches, and had a couple of people hitting the horn last night, disturbing the neighbors in the apartments. But people are just fascinated, you know, they've never been in a truck before and just love the view, you know, being up high.
As noted, you can find the Sisters of the Road Book Tour Gallery near the Uber Freight booth in the North Wing at the Kentucky Exposition Center at Mass if you'll be there. You might also find there some of the truckers featured in the book.
Yeah, there'll be quite a few of us from the book will be at the gallery, which is right opposite Uber Freight.
You'll be hanging out there throughout the show?
Yeah, pretty much the most of it. I'll be running back and forth a little bit between Real Women and Trucking Booth and the gallery. So I'll be around. I'll be running between the two of them.
Do you know how many folks that were featured in the book are planning to be there?
I believe at least 15, maybe 20. Yeah, there's 40 of us in the book. So I'd say at least half of us will be there. Yeah, we've got one of the drivers from the book coming down this evening to run with us the rest of the way. Her name's Marie Ann. They call her M. She'll be here in a couple of hours, I think. Yeah, I think she's going to run with us, yeah, the rest of the way, and she's coming to Matt's too.
Leading up to this, the folks at Uber Freight kind of put out an offer to anybody that wanted to join you guys to run across the country and or on any leg of the tour, kind of offered to help people get there with the load if necessary. Did anybody take you up on that?
Unfortunately, no. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of notice on it. Yeah, Uber Freight had the loads. We just really couldn't get the takers with short notice because you know how it is. I mean, the price between the price of fuel and, you know, if you're a company driver, it's a little bit hard to, you know, pick and choose where you go. Marie Ann's going to run with us tomorrow night and the rest of the way. And there'll probably be a few joining us at Little Rock. Because you know, that's a much shorter leg of the trip from Little Rock to Louisville. So, yeah, I'm kind of not too surprised that, you know, nobody showed up for the San Francisco part because, I mean, diesel fuel's $5.50 a gallon out there. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's a long run. I mean, there's a lot of fuel.
That was 2,000 miles that stretch. So, yeah, maybe we'll get a few takers on the next leg or two. That would be great.
So keep an eye out for Desiderato's beautiful blue Western Star between Little Rock and Louisville starting Sunday. And look for them and us at Matt's. I put together this week a little bit of a personal highlight reel for some of the things to expect at the Mid-America Trucking Show. From custom rigs and regs to business discussion. Don't miss our Partners in Business session, crunching owner-operator business benchmark numbers, Friday at 2:45 p.m. in the Pro Talks Theater, room B104 in the South Wing. And plenty of regulatory discussion there, too, with several informational and public comment sessions hosted by the FMCSA and advocacy groups as well. Find much more at overdriveonline.com/tag/mats, M-A-T-S. That's overdriveonline.com/tag/mats. You can find that link in the show notes wherever you're listening. Overdrive Radio is on Spotify and SoundCloud. Apple and Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Podcast Addict, and most any listening platform. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and you can find me and all of our episodes also via overdriveonline.com/overdrive-radio. Big thanks to you for listening. Overdrive Radio is a production of Overdrive, the voice of the American trucker. It's edited and produced by me, Todd Dills, with the acoustic guitar and other support of trucker-songwriter Long Haul Paul Marhofer. The theme is Legend of the Snake Man by Marhofer, featuring the guitar work of Travis, the Snake Man himself, Wamick, Terry Two Socks Richardson on bass, keys by Tshomingo Jim Whitehead, and on drums, Andrew Marshall. The podcast is backed up further by Overdrive's own news editor, Matt Cole, executive editor Alex Lockey, and video editors Lawson Rudisell and Andrew Gwynn. If you're making it to the show, I'll see you at Mets. If not, keep tuned to that link I mentioned earlier. Find all the coverage there. OverdriveOnline.com/tag/Mets.